For the record, my name is Ralph Cuevas, and this oral history is being conducted for the Mi Familia, Mi Comunidad project. Today's date is October 15th, 2016, and the location is the John Cotton Museum in Kingsville, Texas. This event is a collaboration of the Cotton Museum and South Texas Archives, made possible by a grant from the National Endowment of Humanities. The purpose of this project is to obtain the oral histories of South Texas residents in an attempt to document, collect, and preserve the rich heritage of Hispanics living in South Texas. For the record, please state your first name, last name, your age, and date of birth, and current address.
My name is Arminda Gomez. My address is 2729 David, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78405. My date of birth is 9/26/1944. I'm 72 years old.
Okay. And how long have you lived in South Texas?
Maybe for the last I came over when I was in the first grade, for the last 66 years.
Ooh, so you've been here a while then?
Yes.
You've been in South Texas quite some time. Okay, so I understand that you have a particular memory you have concerning some of your work environment, when you first started working, some of your childhood memories. Let's start with your childhood and family memories.
I remember when I was little, it was just my mother, my father, myself, my brother, Tom, and my sister, Lupe. And we used to live in Stanford, Texas. That's when I began first grade. And I used to go to a school, there was only three rooms, first, second, and third. And my parents used to give me only 10 cents because lunch was 10 cents back then. But when I used to come home, back then my brother and my sister didn't go to school either because they were younger. Across the street from where we lived, there was a little grocery store. We could go by and charge everything. Of course, Dad would pay at the end of the week. Sometimes they would take us to the high school to eat lunch on a bus. Because don't forget, the school that I used to go was only a three-room school. And they would take us on a bus to the high school to eat lunch. And then we would come back to the little school.
Now, was there a reason why they did that? Was it every day or just on particular days?
Every day, because we didn't have a cafeteria.
Because you didn't have cafeteria,
no.
So we would go to
right, school. Right.
Now, how far was it? Was it far, far away or close by?
Oh, I don't remember. So it was only first grade. I mean,
first grade.
Yes, but I remember going on a bus to eat lunch at a high school for 10 cents. My parents used to give me money. Mm-hmm. And like I said, when I used to get home, my mother would be doing cooking, something, whatever. But as we grew, my father has always let us charge at a little grocery store to buy knickknacks.
The one across the street?
Yes.
Do you remember the name of this store?
No, sir, I don't. But it used to be right beside us where we live, used to be a white church. And of course, back then you believe everything they tell you when you're little. That a ghost would come out at nighttime, I guess Mom would tell us, so we won't go outside at nighttime. That's what I remember when I was little.
It's talking about lechuzas and
yes,
Diablo.
Right.
Different
lechuzas. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we used to, and back then my dad used to work in the Compress because I guess he had been discharged from the army. But my dad always provided for us.
What's your father's name?
His name was Lupe, Guadalupe, Anke. And he used to be a carpenter, and he used to work at the Compress as a guard, night guard. And of course, once in a while, him and my mom used to bootleg beer, because Stanford was a dry town.
Ah, okay.
And my dad used to tell, now when we were older, that they used to go to Abilene or Kansas, and bring the beer to Stanford. But of course, me and my brother and my sister were sitting in the back seat and nobody would be caught.
No,
so he wanted to make extra money for us.
Yeah.
That's the way he provided for us.
And what was your mom's full name?
My mom's full name was Amelia Garza Angel. And I guess they settled down there on account that they always went to West Texas to pick cotton.
Yeah.
That's how they used to make their living when we were little.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And So tell me some about your holiday memories and your traditions in your family.
Well, our holiday memories, as my niece knows, we always used to get on the 24th nighttime to celebrate with my parents, all of us. And we always used to take our gifts and exchange there at my mom's, my dad's home. There are six of us, but of course, you know, in every family there's a little black sheep. My oldest brother never wanted to associate, for reasons I don't know. But her mother and my other sister would come from out of town, and my two brothers that live here. We would always get together in my mom's house.
And this house was in?
Corpus Christi. Yes, this is in our later years. Mm-hmm. And that's my childhood memories. And of course, when we were younger, that's before they were born, we used to play chalupa. Every Friday night, you know, everybody played chalupa there in the neighborhood. And that's, we used to play where my parents passed away here in Corpus in 2933 Eisenhower. All the neighborhood would get together and play chalupa for a penny a card. All the neighborhood, you know.
Chalupa being bingo.
Bingo, yeah, the Mexican bingo. Mexican chalupa, bingo. Yes.
Or la loteria.
Loteria. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So those are my childhood memories.
Now, this neighborhood, did it have a name, a certain part of the city?
Well, it is called La Arboleda.
Okay.
La Arboleda.
What part of Corpus Christi is this? West, east?
Is it west?
About.
So right there in Port and Tarleton, where the big HEB is at.
Okay.
And of course.
Now, is this house still there?
My brother lives there,
brother
yes.
Lives there. Okay, so somebody in the family still lives at this
yes.
home?
Yes. Right? My mother's been gone for 18 years, and my dad has been gone for 10 years, and our middle brother is the one that lives there at the house. It's still there.
It's still there.
It was torn down in 19, when we had Hurricane Celia.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was totally demolished. And of course, my parents got a FEMA or SBA loan to rebuild.
And rebuild it.
And this is the home where my brother lives. Okay. And before that, well, of course, I used to live there way before we were married. But we came to Corpus in 1953. From Stanford, we moved to San Benito.
San Benito, okay.
That's in the valley, yes. Yeah. That's where I was born, in San Benito. Mm-hmm. I was born there in 1944, but my father was in the service. Like Mom used to say, I was the only one lucky to be born in the hospital in San Benito.
What was this, because this was during World War II, correct?
Excuse me?
This was during World War II.
Yes.
Your father was in
yes.
service.
My
what branch of service was he in?
Army. He was in the Army. My father was in the Army, and this where, after Stanford, we moved to San Benito. I know I was born in San Benito, and then we went to Stanford. But for some reason or another, we came back to San Benito, and then from there, my dad decided to come to Corpus in 1953. And that's where he started work at Reynolds. So now life became a little bit easier and better because he mm-hmm. had a better job.
And you were a little bit older by the time you moved back.
Correct.
So you remember a little bit more of Corpus, the changes that you've seen since
right.
the
oh, yes,
years.
Yes.
And
when we moved here in town, I started going to third grade at David Crockett. Mm-hmm. David Crockett Elementary, which is on Belton Street and Greenwood in Corpus. But it used to be a school, but it looked like Army barracks. Am I pronounced? Barracks.
Barracks.
That's how Crockett used to be in the third grade. That's when I went to school. When we came from Stanford, I started third grade. Mm-hmm. And from there, then, of course, Roshaw was built. But then by that time, and we lived in a three little room also. My mom, my dad, me, my sister, my brother. And of course, when Roshaw was built, then we went to Roshaw. And that's when my parents bought the other house that was torn down by Hurricane Celia. Mm-hmm. That's where my other sister was born and my other two brothers.
Do you remember Hurricane Celia? Do you remember that? Do you remember that event?
I was married already, but they were little. No, you weren't born yet? My sister, her mother, and her husband, and my mom and my dad, my sister, my two brothers, survived by having a mattress over them. because the house was totally blown away.
So they stayed at the house?
Yes.
And they drove the storm out?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
And where were you at this time?
I was with my husband at our home, because by then I was married already.
Of course. So did the storm affect your house?
No, not whatsoever.
Just the rain and the wind?
Yes, that's all. Mm-hmm. That's all.
And then do you remember after the storm, did you go
After the storm, that my parents didn't have a home. They lived with us for a little while before FEMA came in and gave everybody a trailer that they needed. But yes, it was real.
There was a lot of devastation.
Yes, it was.
It was. Really set Corpus back for a while.
Yes, it did. Yes.
Now was the.
As a matter of fact, I was just looking for pictures. I saw where we had taken a loan because we had gotten broken windows. That was about it. And we got a loan from the SBA for $1,000. That was in 1970. I don't know if it was the same storm or not. Probably 1970. And I told my husband, look, this is where we borrow $1,000 from the SBA. We paid $1,300 back because you had to pay interest to replace the windows and the fence that was knocked down. That's what happened. And like I said, I still have the proof there. Yes.
Wow. Do you remember the building of the bridge? The bridge that goes over to Portland?
The one that used to lift up?
Did the current bridge replace that bridge that you're talking about, the lift up bridge?
Oh, that lift up bridge is over there by the courier. What's the name of the courier, Melia? When you come in through I-37, they built a new bridge.
The Bay Bridge? I know it as the Bay Bridge.
That was an old bridge.
Was that one there when you guys first moved?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that one had been built in some time.
1950, I think.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you get to see a whole new bridge?
Yes, because back then, which when I was only about 14, 15 years old, every weekend we went to the North Beach because we had like a carnival. There was always a carnival. There were always things to do. People swimming or playing games, and they have the showers. It used to be real nice. You could always see the Ferris wheel and all the rides. I mean, it was there stationary every day.
Wow, what year did that finally close down? When did that?
I don't remember when they closed down. But
probably in like the 70s or 80s?
Mm-hmm, probably by then. You know, now you go to North Beach, there's nothing. But then you go to other places and it seems like they are like it used to be here. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, when I was little, we used to go to the movies for 10 cents also. At the Globo, right there in La Arboleda. Used to be a theater. And of course, the Buccaneer Drive-In, everybody would get in the car and go to the drive-in. So that's what we did when we were little.
Buccaneer Drive-In, that was probably maybe a dollar a carload or something. Can I remember thinking back to my time?
Right. So. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
What was your favorite kind of movies that you liked to watch when you were...
used to watch the Mexican movies back then because there was a lot of Mexican movies, you know, just natural movies.
Islas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Pedro Infante, or the musical, you know, where the ladies used to come out dancing. Mm-hmm. Those were our
How
favorites.
Much was it again? 10 cents?
Well, the Globo, we used to pay 10 cents. The Globo is right there where my father had the house is still there. You go to we just walked straight to the MacArthur, about a block away. It used to be a drugstore and the theater and a grocery store. And we used to pay 10 cents to go to the movies on Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's nothing there anymore. But we used to pay 10 cents.
And about how much was the refreshments, like popcorn, soda?
A nickel. And that's where we used to see, and I don't know, maybe your parents, Tonina Jackson, big fat man used to come out and advertising the beer. That's why they used to call him Tonina Jackson. But it was nice. It was good memories. I can't complain about my parents. Racing us.
Good. That's great. That is
and I hope the day that I die, my sons feel the same way about us.
I'm sure they will. Okay. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed for this Common Heritage Grant Project, the South Texas Archives and John E. Connor Museum. Very much appreciate your participation in our efforts to collect these treasured histories. This concludes your interview.
Okay.